Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is being sponsored by Sandra Godley Ministries of the UK.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hey, 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 it is Thursday, and you know what day and what time it is. It is time for The Sweet Life with yours truly, Candy West. And as always, it is a privilege and an honor to serve you by way of radio each and every week right here on Finding My Way Channel Network. And I want to welcome all of our listeners from all around the world. Thank you for tuning in with this hour of power. I have an amazing show in store for you tonight. I have some fabulous, fantastic, amazing women that will be joining me on the show. So you definitely want, as always, to text, tweet your friends, tell them to log on to the Finding My Way channel right now for this show, for The Sweet Life, because it's going to be amazing. And I promise you, you will leave empowered, you will leave encouraged, you will leave strengthened, edified, and all of that good stuff once you hear what these women are bringing to us tonight. And I want to start, we're going to play some new music tonight, but I want to start with a song by a good, good friend of mine, Miss Cheryl Fortune. She's an amazing songwriter. You know her. She's worked with James Fortune, written for him and many artists for many, many years. And she is stepping out into the forefront. Her record comes out tomorrow, Friday. Yes, that's right. Her first solo project is being released on Ty Scott Records. And so you definitely want to support her. This song right here is her first single release from her upcoming project, and this song is called Fighters. I need all the fighters to stand up right here. Here's Fighters by Miss Cheryl Fortune.
Same road, and all you want is someone to hear your bleeding heart overflowing with tears. I hear you say, but nobody knows. You come to me, suicide was no joke, worthless and sad. I'm here to
right now. Don't that make you want to put on your boxing gloves and just give life a go right there? I absolutely love that song. It definitely helps me in my daily walk and my faith, and just to remember that I am more than a conqueror. Again, you can catch Cheryl Fortune's new project being released tomorrow on all digital outlets everywhere. You definitely want to support good gospel music. Amazing songwriter, amazing woman of God, and she has such a heart for God and such a pure passion for worship. And so why not support her? Why not get her music? So you can definitely download that tomorrow. But while we're here, I want to go ahead and get these ladies on the line. They have a book that they've collaborated on. I mean, it's not often that you see women especially coming together to collaborate. And I have some of the writers on the line for the new book that's going to be released called The Journey of Chainbreakers. I have Dr. Katrina Pullum. Hey, Katrina, how are you, sis?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have Tiffany Easley on the line with me. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you for being with us. And I have Chef Felicia Guimont on the line with us as well. Hey, Chefy.
How are you tonight? How are you?
I am good, love. Now, I'm calling her Chef because this woman throws down. And I'm telling you, if you're on a diet and you're trying to watch your weight and watch your figure, listen, she doesn't play fair. I mean, you're just going to throw all of that out the window. Once you eat it, you just smell it. You just smell her cooking. I'm telling you, it's just going to make you just completely abandon, recklessly abandon all diet, all healthy nutrition.
I am sorry.
Listen, don't apologize, because it definitely is a gift. I mean, you throw down. But I'm so excited to have all of you amazing women on the line with me tonight for this show, because you have this book that you've collaborated on. And Dr. Katrina, a dear friend of mine, a sister in the faith, and I absolutely love her. I'm so inspired by her story and her journey, and I'm going to give her an opportunity to share that with us in just a little bit. But Dr. Katrina, tell us about this book, The Journey of the Chainbreakers. How did this come about?
Well, The Journey of the Chainbreakers is a series to my original book, Breaking the Chains from Hurting to Healing, which is my memoir that I did 3 years ago. And so from there, God had been speaking to me to bring some other people along that wanted to tell their stories, because through the original book, we've seen a lot of people get healed. We've seen a lot of people get empowered, inspired by that book. And so I picked three young ladies to take the journey with me from, I guess what you call it, not baby boomers. We do have one millennial that's with us, and that's Wanda. She was unable to be on the to do the interview tonight. But, you know, I wanted to reach back and give them the opportunity to tell their stories. They have always wanted to do a book on their own, and they didn't know how to. So this is just the introduction to who they are. So when they step out on faith and do their solo book project, this is just a taste of who they are. And so that's why I did it.
Well, that's awesome. Tell me the premise of the book. When a reader buys this book, and I know, of course, you can get a snippet of what the book is about, but for those that are just now hearing about this book for the first time, what is the premise of The Journey of the Chainbreakers?
The Journey of the Chainbreakers, for individuals that want to be empowered, need some faith, need some encouragement, it tells a story for women who decided not to let their chains, their past, their current situations, such as homelessness, such as depression, hold them back from living out their dreams and walking in their purpose. And so if I know for me, I talked about being a teenage parent, you know, because my desire was to go to film in university and do all of these other things. But instead of just giving up on my dreams, I just had to look for an alternative plan. I still went to college, but it wasn't the college that, you know, I wanted to go to. But I still went to college, and I was still able to keep my son as well. And so for me, being a teenage parent, I didn't let that stop me from living out my dreams, going to college and having fun while I was in college. At the same time, one of the other young ladies, she talks about her childhood of, you know, wearing intentional shoes of homelessness, you know, walking, going through that situation, and how she dealt with it and how it empowered her to walk in her purpose. And then I'll let Chefy and Tiffany tell their story as well. But for that person that just feels like, you know, we call them generational curses. Because some people deal with generational curses, and they feel like, oh, my parent never been a business owner, so how can I be a business owner? It's for that person. It's for that person who's been sexually abused and have beaten themselves up because they feel guilty because of what somebody else has done to them. The book will help to encourage them, motivate them, and let them know that it is not their fault and there is still life after their pain.
Wow, that is so powerful. And I think that it is so timely because we have so many people, whether in different generations, whether they're millennial age, whether they're baby boomers, whether they're, you know, my grandmama's, you know, demographic, or whether it's my nephew's, you know, my 11-year-old nephew's generation and his age group. You know, there are so many people that are battling with generational curses and things that they haven't been able to honestly deal with and openly deal with to get healing from pain that they've experienced in their past. And so I really pray for those that are listening that you will pre-order the book. We're going to give you, once we get to the end of this interview, we're going to give you the information on how to do that. But I want you to just even prepare your mind to get yourself ready to purchase this book and support it, because if it's not for you, I promise you it's for somebody that you know that has dealt with one of these things that Dr. Katrina has mentioned. And it's not limited to these things. And I'm sure that, you know, Felicia, and I'm sure that Tiffany can give us even a deeper scope of what they've experienced, and I definitely want to hear from them as well. So, Miss Tiffany, please tell me, when you were extended the opportunity to be a part of this book and to write in this book and to share your story, what came to mind? What did you feel like? What was the importance of your story being told?
The very important piece of my story was to tell my story with power, with purpose, and with passion, and from a stance of victory and not victimization. Because many times we go through trials in life and we get stuck in the thing that happened, not understanding that what happened to us was to propel us to destiny and to help someone else later in life when they embark on that same journey. So my take on my chapters are talking about, how do you give your story power? How do you go beyond whatever the challenges that you face to live the life of your dreams and give your story power? So that's really what I wanted to do in the chapters and through the book. And I think all of us did just that, because we have some phenomenal authors. My sisters are amazing. Their journeys are amazing. Although they're different, we all had to walk it out ourselves, and we became better women, stronger women, and I think we're helping other women by sharing our story.
That's awesome. And you know, thank you for sharing that. And I'm really excited about this book, and I'm so glad, again, just to thank you ladies for taking the time to share with us your story, your heart. And we're going to dig a little deeper in just a minute, but I definitely want to go to a song. Marvin Sapp has a new project out, and this song here is called You and Me, and it is featuring Miss Erica Campbell. Everybody loves Erica. I love Erica. And this song is a great song, and it really just speaks on, you know, taking this journey and this walk with God. And I pray that you're encouraged by the song right here on The Sweet Life. Here is You and Me by Marvin Sapp, featuring Erica Campbell.
Tell them, Sapp, let's go. I've been through some storms.
I've been trying, babe, and I know what it is to think that things may never change. Even though I knew better, I couldn't pull myself together, because my mind kept racing, focusing on all the things I was facing. But then I felt your touch in the moment when I needed love. You gave me something to believe in, and now I never want to leave.
It's gonna make you happy together. You and me forever.
Hey,
Lord, I pray every day, keep me in your love.
Oh.
It's gonna be you and me together. You and me forever. Lord, I pray every day, keep me in your love.
Ooh, you see, the devil tried to block me. And the devil tried to stop me, because I finally found out the way up is really going down. Down on my knees and pray, 'cause nothing can hurt me there. And though my facts are changing, now I see that the facts don't make me, because I have your touch. That's the moment.
Got a good beat to it, great message, and I love how Erica's voice just rings through that chorus. I mean, she definitely has a sound that is unique, and Marvin Sapp, he never fails. I mean, and plus, I've had the privilege to work on this particular project that he's released. I believe the project came out last week, so I'm honored to be able to feature some music from this project, so go get it. As always, we play some of the best of the best of the best of the best of gospel music and beyond. And again, that was Marvin Sapp. Go get his new project now. I have some amazing ladies on the line with me, and they are sharing their story about this book that they are releasing really, really soon. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But I have Dr. Katrina Pullum, I have Tiffany Easley, and Chef Felicia Guimont on the line. And they are, I'm going to call these ladies, they are the Chain Breakers. And the title of their book is The Journey of the chain breakers. And I think that it is so powerful because I don't know if anybody else would be honest enough out there in radio world, but I've got some chains on my life that have to be broken. I've had some chains all my life that were broken, and I'm so grateful for women like this, men of God that were bold enough and confident enough and transparent enough to share their story that would help set me free. And so for those of you that are listening, please, please, please have an open heart and an open mind, because whatever area that you need those chains to come off, I promise you that there is something that one of these women have shared or will share tonight that will encourage you on your journey so that you can be free and completely free. Amen and amen again.
Amen.
Now, Chef B, Miss Felicia, I want to know, like, what was like your heart for wanting to connect with this book when Dr. Katrina reached out to you to be one of the writers for this book, one of the co-authors? What did you feel like you wanted to really speak to in this particular book?
Well, for me, I've been through so much and been judged all my life, from youth all the way up to adulthood. And I really, sometimes people feel like they don't have a voice. Even a child, when I was younger, 8 years old, my innocence was taken. And for sometimes I always tell people, kind of look at your kids' eyes, look at the young people's eyes, because you'll see something in the eyes. And I was judged as a little liar, because when I actually told it, the person who was with me and it happened to her, she didn't tell it. So it's like I had to go through life with people under, you know how you have to say your life is under a magnifying glass. I had people I was bullied. I mean, I went through life as that child that if you see me today, you'll be like, oh, she went through that? And I'm not ashamed. Before, I was ashamed to even share it. But then I thought about how many people are going through or gone through what I've gone through, and I can actually help somebody if I share my voice. I just wanted to share my voice, and that was a prime opportunity when Dr. Trina mentioned it. I was like, okay, am I ready to talk now? You know, but I was ready to talk because now I got to show domestic violence, health issues. I'm being a barren woman, and it's just a lot that went on in my life, and just for me to be able to share it, I felt freer, and that was a part of my healing as well. Sometimes, you know, you hold on. I, you know, had the little spill with suicide growing up from teen all the way up, and I'm like, share it, because somebody needs to hear it. Somebody needs to come out of their dark places, and you never really know what's going on in a person's mind anyway. And it was a part of healing for me. I'm serious. That actually helped me to, it's almost like those wounds and those voids that were open, it's like they were closed. When I actually opened my mouth to share what I had gone through, it was almost like, it's done. It's done. It was done. You got through it. Now help somebody else get through it. And I love what Tiffany said. It actually, what we went through, it sometimes it's a hard thing, but you can help somebody else with your story. And with me being able to even put a pen to the paper, you know, to write anything was a lot, because I had locked in so much. I used to write poetry as a young person, but, you know, you hear this, you'll never amount to anything, this, that. I had to fight so much and be, I'm trying to be way better than a person actually said I would be, because I was, it's like they had my destiny in their hands, but then I had to take it back. I'm like, I'm not going to live by, like, I think it was Dr. Trina said, those generational curses. The health, I'm fighting that. I don't want any generational anything. So I bind it daily, and just to be able to share portions of my life, and one day I'll be able to write the book. It was a blessing, and I'm grateful to say Dr. Trina is actually my coach and my mentor, and she stays on me about so much, and it's like I'm a better businesswoman today. My mindset is different, and we, you know, it's like iron sharpening iron, for real. So it's just been a great experience, and I just hope and pray we're able to help as many as we can. I feel like I'm an advocate for whatever, domestic violence, health issues, heart survivor, heart attack survivor, stroke survivor. I've survived so much, but it's just a blessing to be able to share, even in homelessness. It's just a blessing to be able to share and hopefully bring somebody else out of that.
Wow. And I think that all of your stories are incredible. And just to be able to, you know, you can't tell it all because, as Dr. Katrina said, each of you have a book in you. You have books in you where you'll be able to tell more and unveil and take more layers off and show us more of your story and how you overcame. But the fact that you came together in a collaborative effort, I think, is definitely commendable, because it's not often that you get a body of work that is a montage of different stories that come together. And the goal, end goal, is, again, as the title says, to help break the chains, to help dispel the word curses, the generational curses, the mindsets, the hurt, the pain, all of those things that keep us from becoming who God has called us to be, all of those things that keep us from, you know, seeing ourselves the way that God sees us, because of things that were spoken over us, because of things that we experienced that made us feel less than, that made us go into a shell. You know, I myself have experienced, you know, I was molested by a family member when I was 6 years old. Again, 7 years old, from a neighbor across the street, and it just kept happening, and it was a habitual behavior. And at one point I began to think that it was okay because it kept happening to me, and I was so afraid to tell it because I would always be threatened, like, I better not say anything, or this would happen or that would happen. So it caused me to live in fear, and all of those things beget other things if you don't deal with it. And then when I had a real encounter with God and began to deal with those things that I experienced as a little girl, you know, God began to, one step at a time, heal me from that, heal me from the shame of it, heal me from the guilt of it, heal me from, you know, the pain of it, heal me from the bad memories and the nightmares and all of those things that made me feel like I would never become or never grow beyond it. So, you know, it is so important, because there's somebody that needs to hear you can overcome, no matter how terrible the situation seems or how it feels. You are an overcomer, you know, because Christ died. He gave his life. He gave something so precious so that we can have victory over these areas. And I know it sounds churchy, it sounds like a cliche, but it's the truth. It is a fact. Christ shed his blood so that when we go through life's issues and tribulations and the things and the challenges that put us in these positions, that we have to one day talk about how we overcame, that we can really stand and say, because of God, I have the victory. I'm an overcomer. I'm not what I did. I'm not what happened to me. I'm not the person that I was in my past. I really am a new creature in Christ, and I can tell the story because I've experienced it firsthand, his love, his freedom, his forgiveness. You know, that's a whole nother thing, being able to forgive those. And I want to talk about that in just a minute, but being able to forgive those. So let's put a pin right there. We're going to talk about forgiveness when we come back, because I'm sure all of you can attest to having to come to that point where you had to forgive that person that caused that offense in your life. So we're going to tap into that in just a minute. But before we do, I want to go to another song by Marvin Sapp on this new project. This song is written by the king of songwriting and production, Mr. Kirk Franklin. You know, this man, let me tell you, Kirk's pen never runs out. This song is called Kind God. I have never heard Marvin Sapp execute a song the way that he executed this song. So check it out right here. You heard it first on The Sweet Life. Here's Kind God by Marvin Sapp.
How kind of God to think of me, to plan each step so patiently, to rewrite dreams I thought I loved, love on the cross. How kind of God, how kind of God
that pain can change. I'm not afraid of tears, how much they cost. But if the hurt is worth the price for what I lost, how kind of God loved on the cross, how kind of God.
How kind of God to think of me. Even he gave his life, he gave his last breath, and he was resurrected just to give me an opportunity to overcome and to say, God, thank you. Thank you for counting it not robbery to take me through the trials so that I can reign with you again, so that I can sit with you in heavenly places. I got to go through some things in order to be tried and approved by you. So, God, thank you for being that kind. Thank you for being that good. I absolutely love this song. You know, Kirk Franklin is just, he's an amazing songwriter. And as we're talking about going through life's trials, going through tribulations, going through things that bring forth challenges in our life, sometimes we have to come to that point where we have to forgive that person that brought that offense in our life, whether it's a family member, whether it was a neighbor, whoever the offender is. At some point, we have to come to a reckoning moment so that we can free ourselves. Whether they come to us apologize, whether we ever receive or hear that apology, we all have to come to that point to release that person and free ourselves. I want to hear from you, Dr. Katrina, at what point, and if there was a point in your life where you had to forgive a person of offense, and what brought you to that point? Like, what in your mind made you say, you know what, I'm going to have to free myself?
Wow. I will say at the age of 25 is when I really got closer to God. Like, I always grew up in church and went to church almost every day. But it was like it was something that we were supposed to do. And until I really understood, I got out on my own, away from my parents, being spoiled and being given everything, and got out on my own and was able to do it for myself, that's when I began to recreate my relationship or really develop my relationship with God. And it was at that moment when I went through something really, really bad, and I felt like I was, you know, on my own at that time, where he began to minister to me, that he began to talk to me at the age of 25, because I was asking, like, why am I going through all of this? Why did I have to grow up and be sexually abused, not by a family member, but by someone in the church? You know, why did I have to have a child at the age of 17? Why is it that my relationship wasn't good with my father because of my mother did something, kept up the animosity? You know, just those different things. And what God had to let me know is that everything that you've been through has only been a test. Because what I can testify to is that those situations that I was put in them for a short period of time. It never lasted a long, long time, but enough for me to be able to walk in my purpose and be able to serve other people and minister to other people. Because how can I minister to you if I have not been through anything? And so from that point moving forward, just anytime anything happened, I'd be like, okay, God, so where are we going with this? But for as forgiving, I didn't really forgive or really make peace until this book came out. The original book came out in 2014. Because other than that, I just felt like everything that I've accomplished was that because I had to prove something. I felt like I had to prove to the person who hurt me that I'm not going to let what you did to me stop me. So it was more of a competition thing. It was more of, that was my self-gratification, to just kind of put everything on the back burner. Or I'm going to be honest, I just never really thought about it, because for over 15 years, I did forensic investigations in therapy. And people ask me, why? How is it that you work so well, not just with the offender, but also with the victim? And I always describe it as an out-of-body experience, until God really told me in 2013 that it was time for me to tell my story. I had been hiding behind helping everybody else. And so far as forgiveness, I mean, it still bothers me. When I wrote the book, I considered myself healed, but I still have moments where, you know, it still gets to me from time to time. But that's a part of, you know, the growing pains. That's a part of, you know, the having it released. And so what I can say is that the two people who did abuse me are no longer on this earth. And the last one passed away in August. And so to me, that was really my closure. That was, you know, I forgave them, because if I wouldn't have went through what I went through, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And so forgiveness is big, but in reality, it's still hard. You know, we can go back to the word of God, but it's still hard as a human, especially when you know, there are sometimes I think, well, what would my life have been like if this person would have taken my innocence, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's very honest and transparent of you, because, you know, we think that forgiveness is immediate. You know, it does take time to really get past it and really be free, fully free. And it takes some people longer than others. You know, I want to hear from Miss Tiffany. I want to know, like, what was it for you, and what was that point, or even have you come to that point where you've fully been free by forgiving? You know, what was that reckoning moment for you?
I love this question, because that moment did not come until I began to pen my chapters. And honestly, I thought I had forgiven. I thought I was okay. I thought you know, life is great. I'm older now. I'm doing what I love to do, and I'm okay. But the reality was that I was not, because I was still holding resentment. I was still angry. And when I began to pen my chapters is when that internal healing, when God really began to peel away the layers and really expose those parts of my heart that had not been healed. And so writing those chapters really became like the healing exercise for me. And it was like a burden was lifted from me completely. So I walked away from those chapters being a new Tiffany, you know, being able to say, I really do forgive this person. I really can look at this person in the eye and say, it's okay. You may never say you're sorry. You may never acknowledge my existence, but it's okay, because if you would have never done what you did, I would not have the story that I have, and God wouldn't be able to use me the way he uses me. So it wasn't until I penned the chapters that I really was able to move forward in forgiveness and truly understand what it really meant to forgive and to move on.
That's so good. What about you, Dr. Sheffy? I'm saying Dr. Felicia.
It's a little bit harder for me because in one sense, there's one of my offenders, I get to see him like at gatherings. And it's hard for me because there's no, you know, when a person's not sorry for what they did and it's almost like they sniggle at you when they see you. It's almost like I did that to you. That's the only time it becomes hard for me. But I'm being honest. When I actually threw my hands up and just cried out to God in 1996, just, you know, really, really getting saved. And my pastor, I don't know if he remembers, but he actually said something to me about my past that I hadn't even told my husband. So I already knew the windows. When you go into the prophetic, you know, your life is like an open book. He used to always tell us, and I'd be like, oh, man, they're going to see everything. You know, when you actually are in, you know, a house where, you know, God actually is first. And I was kind of embarrassed, but then I was like, well, he the only one to know, because God told him. But it's like I wanted to forgive, and I have in my heart, especially when I just cried out, I felt like I had a weight off. I cried when I wrote, and I thought I forgave. I forgave, like, every situation. There was so many things that happened and so many people to really hurt me. I forgave a lot of them. I'm being honest. It was tough, but, you know, as long as they, you know, it's almost like, did you really repent for what you did to me? But you can't really say that. I just wanted to say, do you really feel sorry about taking something and making everybody judge me? But to be honest about it, I see things happening in the lives of so many that have hurt me, and I'm not saying they're gone off the face of this earth, but things have happened. It's like some things will never happen to another little girl, from one, and I was like, okay, the barren part, it stemmed from that. My little system was young. I mean, it was like everything wasn't really developed. I hadn't even had a cycle yet, to be honest about it, and for my innocence to be taken before I even had womanhood, you know, I had that experience. It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to swallow. And for me to even write a little bit about what I went through, I cried a little bit, and I thought, I don't want nobody else to go through this. So it hurts me to even see TV shows or the news, because, you know, everything negative coming out. To see a child being hurt, a child being, you know, abandoned, this, that, and the other, because I can't have kids, a child being molested, I was that child. Girls, you know, you look at them one way, but you don't understand why they made the decision to be that way. It's because of how my path was set up, but I had to take control. And once I really, really just said, Lord, have your way, you know, especially in my life, you know, I don't want to feel that way no more. I don't want to hurt. I don't want to feel like I'm not supposed to be on this earth no more. I had to just, it's almost like it's a heart condition. I had to just, you almost just say, let go and let God have his way. And you have to get in a quiet place and say, Lord, come on in the room where you just talk to me. Tell me what I need to do. Tell me. And he just puts
people before you, organizations that are helping people, it's not for me to, you know, dwell upon what I went through. It's for me to tell about it and help somebody else. So I can safely say now that through who I'm working with, how I'm working with people, I'm gonna start where I didn't forgive at least one or two. I'm gonna say I'm gonna give it up. Because I can help somebody who really can't help themselves. Because sometimes, like I say, you don't even know if that person, they feel like they don't have a voice. But now my voice can be heard. Now I can share, and I can safely say I can. I think I can forgive, and I make sure that I really remove myself from situations with one of them. I was like, I don't, you know, I have the choice of not going around, you know, functions and all this where I don't have to be in that. That's my choice. I don't even put myself in the position where I hurt again, or he, you know, for him to snizzle, and it's almost like bring back my past. I don't even put myself in that position anymore, unless like major necessary, because it was in the family, and it, you know, it wasn't direct family, but it happened. So I'm trying. I mean, God is good, and I know through me speaking to other women, talking to them, you know, just I'm everybody's biggest cheerleader. I plan to, like I say, help as many people as I can, because I don't want anybody to go through what I went through. I'm just being honest. I really don't. So,
well, you know, I think honesty is key. I think, you know, the way that you ladies have expressed yourself and being honest and transparent, even about your process of healing, your process of forgiveness, is I really believe that it's going to help somebody out there, you know, because again, I think a lot of times we think forgiveness, we think that it is just, it's automatic. Like you forgive, okay, I'm good, I'm free, I'm healed, and it doesn't sting anymore. But sometimes it's an ongoing process. When the disciples asked Jesus, how often should you forgive, you know, someone who causes an offense, you know, seven times? And Jesus said, no, 70 times seven. You know, as many times as they offend you, you have to forgive. It's just, you know, it's constant. It's you know, it's an ongoing thing. I want you all to tell, or Dr. Katrina, when is this book being released, and where can we find the book?
Right now, you can actually find the book if you Google it, Journey of the Chainbreaker. It's on Books a Million. It's going to be on all major platforms. They're just being released like week by week. We're also, if you're in the Dallas, Texas area, we are doing a book sign in November the 17th. And so you can email pr@pullcorp.com to get an invitation to the book signing, where you'll hear more about our story, and also you can get your autograph copy of the book. And it's also coming to a bookstore near you. We're almost in the final phases of that. And so that's where you can get the book. And we'll be going around, of course, doing book signings in other cities. We launched in New York a couple of weeks ago. And so the next signing is scheduled for Dallas, Texas, November the 17th.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, ladies. Of course, to our listeners, for those that are just tuning in, I have three amazing ladies, three of four authors, co-authors of this amazing book that's coming out called The Journey of the Chain Breakers. You definitely want to get this book. If you've been battling anything that you've dealt with in your past, you may be going through something that you recently dealt with and you really don't want it to have a hold on your life, I really believe that this book will help you to break free. So The Journey of the Chain Breakers is coming out soon. You can definitely find it. I'm going to make sure that we post the information about the book on the radio website, so that people that listen to the show can actually go back and get the release date and the information on how to order the book, because I really support this vision. I support you ladies. I think that it's amazing for you to be bold enough and courageous enough to share your story and to empower and impact other people's lives along the way. Thank you so much for joining us on The Sweet Life tonight. I pray many, many blessings and much success to each and every one of you on your journey. Please give your love to Miss Wanda for me, please.
We will. Thank you so much for having us on.
Yes, thank you.
You are
welcome.
You're welcome. Oh, absolutely. Thank you, my love. It is a privilege. And for those that are listening, this is The Sweet Life with Candy West. I had Dr. Katrina Pullum, Miss Tiffany Easley, and Chef Felicia Guimont on with me, three of four authors, along with Miss Wanda Bryce. She didn't get to make it on with us tonight, but they are the co-authors of the book, The Journey of the Chainbreakers. Go check it out. Get this book and change your life and be free and completely free. We're almost out of time here, but I'm going to leave you with a couple of good songs to get you along your way and help you jumpstart your weekend. Here's Well Done by Miss Erica Campbell, and after that, it will be one of my favorite songs from Travis Green's new project called See the Light. As always, it is a privilege and an honor to serve you here on the Finding My Way by way of The Sweet Life with Candy West. Thank you for listening to this hour of power, as I like to call it. And I really pray that you all have an amazing week. Whatever you need from God, whatever you're believing Him for, really know that God is a faithful God. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for He who promised is faithful. That's Hebrews 10 and 23, one of my favorite Bible verses. So I pray that that encourages you. As always, whatever bitter thing, whatever challenging thing that you've been facing, I pray that there is something about the love of God, the love of Christ, that will help make life sweeter for you. Y'all be blessed. And until next time, we'll be talking to you next week. Be blessed.
All I want to see is look upon His face. Let us sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever so rejoice.
I want to hear Him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I love gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, He'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all His grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise You for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing. Yeah.
Well done.
Oh my grace,
well done.
Yeah.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome, everyone. This is your sister, Shea Pratt, your hostess, and you are tuned into Let's Talk. Before we get started, we are going to open up in prayer. So let's go ahead and go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, each one of us come humbly in a thanksgiving praise on tonight, Father God. We are thankful for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us. Thank you so much for protecting us. We are so thankful, Father God, for our lives and for your perfect will that you have intentionally planned for each and every single one of us. We ask, Father God, that you remove any distractions right now, God, that will keep us from receiving the word that you will have for us on tonight. My prayer, Father God, is that you move me out of the way so that you can always have your way. I ask, Father God, that you use me and you allow me to say the things that will encourage, enlighten, and empower us all, Father God, to be and do more in Christ. Allow the word to manifest, Father God, in such a way that it challenges and charges each and every single one of us to live that thing out. Fill our hearts and our minds, Father God, with your word so that we may walk away stronger and better than we were coming in. Touch each of us that is on this call and that may listen to this podcast, Father God, that who may listen later and bless their lives like only you can. You know the need, Father God, and I ask that you meet the need now in Jesus' name. This is our prayer and we stand in faith and in agreement, Father God, that it's already done because you are that kind of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I am so excited. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight's topic is breaking boundaries. Let's talk. We're going to start by looking at Psalm 16, 5 through 9, and I'm going to read the KJV version. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yeah, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Amen. Let me tell you, that in itself is a really, really good, I think, scene setter for what it is that we're going to talk about tonight. I want to take a moment and just have us to all relate with one another on something. I want each one of us to really think about and reflect on all the different types of relationships and people that we deal with, the ones that we have now, and how are they similar to each other? And also, I want you to think about how those relationships differ. Now, at a basic level, what I want us to consider is how we interact with the people that we call family, friends, co-workers, and even our enemies, okay? And I want us to be able to be completely honest with ourselves first, and then that allows us to open the door up to be able to be honest with each other. So we should be able to answer the next few or couple of questions honestly so that we can see deeper and get to the root of the problem, okay? So question number one, do you treat everyone the same way? Question two, do you respond the same way in and out of challenges with different people? And three, what boundaries have you set with different people in your life based off of your past interactions with them or your current transactions with them? Now, my reason for asking this is for us all to work on looking in the mirror. I think being honest first and foremost with ourselves is the realest thing that we can ever do and the best thing that we can do for ourselves. Because then, like I said earlier, it allows us to open up that door of being open and honest with other people. And doing self-checks and self-evaluations at times, that's necessary for us to consistently and constantly work on being Christ-like. If we always think that we have it all together and we don't think that we need a reevaluation from time to time, that's a problem right there in itself. And I would, you know, my prayer for you and, you know, anyone else is that you allow God to work in and through you, the Spirit to convict you in such a way that you can start looking in the mirror and looking at yourself, your flaws, your things that are your areas of opportunity, so that God can make you stronger in those areas and he can show you you and the way that he sees you. And that'll help you to be a better person. So we have to take a step back to reevaluate some things sometimes. There's nothing wrong with it. None of us are perfect. We all have something that we struggle with in spite of what we let the world see. All right. So I believe that most of us answered the first question, do you treat everyone the same way? I believe if we're being completely honest, that answer to that question is no. That's important that we understand that it's natural not to paint everyone with the same brush. Now, we each have different personalities and love languages, which in itself is going to require us to be treated a little different. Now, the second question is where things become a little more involved. And the question was, do you respond the same way in and out of challenges with different people? And I want to even spin off of that one with another question. How can we? Different, it could be the same situation, but it's different people. So how can we actually handle it or respond the exact same way? Emotions are dangerous. And a lot of this building of these boundaries, that's where it's built from. So we have a tendency to let them overtake and overwhelm us at times. And by them, I'm speaking about our emotions. Depending on who it involves, what they have done, and how we feel amongst so many other factors, that's what actually drives us to reacting a certain way. Now, we have a way of justifying how we feel and the reason why when we are forced to face it. But the third question really drives the point home, which is what boundaries have you set with different people in your life based off past interactions or current transactions? Now, there are so many variables that we have to consider here. And naturally, we set boundaries or we form certain expectations for certain people for whatever reasons. We make the reasons make sense in our own minds, if we're being completely honest, okay? So there are some boundaries that make sense, though. There are some boundaries that are necessary, but we must not paint everybody with the same brush. And a good example is we must not treat children and adults, i.e. our spouses, our parents, friends, the same way or have the same expectations. Because we must take into account that kids aren't going to think or act on the same level as adults. It's just not how it works. Now, the simple of it is that our patience is very limited depending on who it is. And we make it make sense. And this is what drives the actions that we take when challenges arise. Now, let's look at a more common example of how expectations change when we, we'll say, when we look in and at the actual church. Let's start there. We'll have these pedestals that we can find ourselves putting our pastors, ministers, apostles, etc. We'll put them up on these pedestals, and it opens up that door that leads to disappointment when they miss the mark. And we're not the judges. And we have to be careful when it comes to putting and placing our hope in people. Because the truth of the matter is, no one is perfect. And at the same time, God is holding each of us to a standard according to what he has packed inside of each one of us to do. So when we fail to follow through and do what we are called to do, then God will handle us accordingly. Trust me, the problem is that we don't set healthy boundaries and we get stuck in the ones that we set without seeking God to keep us focused and allowing us to get what we are supposed to get and get out from it into the world. We're supposed to go out here and be focused on sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. But we put too much energy in what other people are doing or what they're not doing and what they have done to me, what they didn't do for me. And we lose focus of the real issues, which is what God is expecting from us. Church hurt is birthed from these type of experiences. Now, there are real life situations, I'm not blinded to it, that actually take place in the church that should not be happening. And it's not okay. But rest assured that they will not prosper or get away with it. None of us do. When we get wind of these type of things, though, we have a duty, an obligation to pray, fast, and sincerely seek God for what it is that he wants us to do so that we move forward and we do everything decent and in order. God will provide clear steps, and it's up to us to do the work that's aligned and assigned with those steps that God is showing us. Now, we must focus on not getting so consumed and caught up in the worldly ways that it can be hard and it can be difficult, but we are built for this. Sometimes we can set unrealistic expectations on, put them off on people. We can project how we treat other people onto them too. And this isn't really fair because they are not us. They're not built like us. And they don't have the same experiences. And they deserve us to let them be and grow into who God is calling them to be just the same way that God did for us. Now, breaking boundaries won't be easy. It will take a solid commitment first to be dedicated to accepting the challenge, okay? But hold yourself accountable and also take the necessary action to knock those boundaries down. Now, God can work miracles. He can turn things around. He can make it all right. He can protect and keep and bless us if we let him. And the problem is we shut God out when we shut people out because we lose hope in them. So we lose hope in him. But when we choose God, then we choose to let him work in and through us, even when it doesn't feel good to us. And this comes with some sacrifices and some challenges. Breaking boundaries actually requires us to forget about our expectations and concern ourselves with what God expects from us. This allows us to focus on the one that matters and the only one that we have control over, which is us. It's only then that God can start to work those things out. But when we commit ourselves to doing things the way that God wants us to do them, we will find ourselves uncomfortable. There's no reason if you're doing and walking and doing everything that God is calling you to do that you're always comfortable. If you are never uncomfortable, you are never being stretched, you're not really operating in your purpose. That's going to cause us to be and do some things that we have not been and done up to that point. We can find that the resolutional remedy that God places on our heart will be different from what our friends and our family would tell us. And it's important to look through the lens, especially here in 2020, the lens that God wants us to look out of and not the ones that people have for us. Because God is not going to steer you wrong, but people can and they will, even when it's not intentional. I believe that some people's intentions are very well. Oh my goodness, I think you're awesome at this. You would flourish here in this part right here. I want you to play this role right here. But if God didn't call you and he didn't call me to play that part, we shouldn't be playing that part, no matter how good or great somebody else think that we are in it. The only expectation that we should have is for God to transform us from the inside out. Work on me, Father God, so that I'm not the same. When people look at me, I want them to see you. I want them to see the light that you have put in me. And if people aren't seeing that, then we aren't doing the job, the thing that we're supposed to be doing. But I found in my life that when I stopped expecting people to act a certain way or do certain things, I was not let down as much. When I stopped giving other people the power to dictate and determine how my mood was going to be based off of things that I couldn't control, that's when I learned that my life changed and I began to break through those barriers and those boundaries that was keeping me bound. This even goes for relationships and friendships. When we give people way too much power and control by stressing and worrying about things that we can't control, We are the reason that we stay in situations longer than we are supposed to. We make excuses for people because in our minds, we have boundaries and standards that drop and are risen when it's convenient for us. We all do it. But we find that our tolerance level is way higher for some people, different than for other people. But God is love. And that is what I want to remind each and every one of us on tonight. He expects us to love each other, and we have to make sure that we understand that this does not mean that we have to be in love with everybody. But we need to learn how to smile and keep stepping, laugh and keep living, while praying and praising God for being sovereign and the head of our lives. Breaking boundaries also is important for us when we have been heartbroken and let down. We tend to build up those walls and make these rules that's supposed to help prevent us from being hurt again. But when we do this, though, we only rob ourselves at being able to fully love and to be loved by ourselves first and with other people. This is why it's so important to stay connected and in right relationship with God, because only God can truly heal us in such a way that we won't be left into the broken pieces, but in Him, we can be built back up and better than we were before. That requires us, though, to read God's word, fast, be intentional about praising and worshiping God, spending that one-on-one time. That's the only way to break through the boundaries that keep us stuck in the cycle of brokenness. Because in that cycle of brokenness, there is no way to truly love ourselves. There's no way that you can fully love somebody else unconditionally. There's no way to let God's light shine through us when we live in the boundary bubble. Because we have to trust and seek God to heal those wounds that we've been dragging from season to season, year after year. We drag them because those scars become our safety net. And that's not okay. We can explain our pain away and use it as a reminder of why we fear letting love in and why we don't love people the same way. But explaining does not excuse it, nor does it enable us to be more Christ-like. So when we isolate ourselves, then we are letting the enemy gain a victory that he does not deserve. And that stops today. That stops in this year. In 2020, see it differently. Put on those 2020 goggles, those 2020 glasses. Look through the lens that God wants you to look through. Because that's what we deserve. We deserve to live a full and a whole life in Christ. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take a short break, y'all. We're going to listen to You Deserve It by JJ Harrison and Youthful Praise.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless them in this place. Your simple song goes like this.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, yes. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say,
my hallelujah.
From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice.
My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah.
Then we simply say, you deserve it.
Bible said, church, from the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord, yeah. Now say, all of the glory, yeah.
All of the glory belongs.
In everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Y'all got it now? Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs
all
to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord, yeah.
All of the glory belongs.
Everybody lift your hands right here and say, yeah. Everybody, come on in concert and say it.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, oh, oh.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh my goodness, y'all. Listen, I really believe that God deserves it. He deserves all of my praise, all of my worship. Woo, I'm telling you, I have a praise party all by myself. As we go ahead and enter into the wrap-up phase, y'all, I really, really hope that you've enjoyed tonight's topic. Allow me to leave you with this. I want you to say this after me. Breaking boundaries is in my best interest, because God is in the business of building the broken. Now, I want you to say it one more time, but this time I want you to say it like you mean it. Breaking boundaries is in my best interest, because God is in the business of building the broken. Y'all, I'm telling you, be encouraged as you continue throughout your week and into the weekend. Be blessed, y'all. Don't live this broken, you know, life forever to where you feel like you are so broken that you can't be put back together. God is that kind of a God, and he's in the business of building us back up. Please, y'all, tune in every first and third Thursday for a word that will educate, encourage, empower, and enlighten us as believers to walk closer with the Lord. Please follow me on Facebook. Shay Pratcher is my name, on Instagram as well. I have a YouTube channel, Limitless Light Ministries. And also, please tune into my newest radio ministry show titled Praying Partners with Shay Pratcher. And it airs every Monday on V107.5 Atlanta. For more information about that, please check out my Facebook page. Again, thanks so much to Kayla Padgett and team for this platform. Thanks to all my listeners and God above everything else for packing a purpose and trusting me with something like this. God bless you all. I love you, and God loves you so much more. Don't stop. Don't settle. Keep stepping. I wish you all have a great night, and we're going to end the night with Yes You Can by Marvin Sapp. Be blessed.
Sing it.
Yes, you can.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you can. No, ooh. Yes, you can.
Oh,
yes, you can. Mm. Yes, you can. No, yes, you can.
Yes. They fall that I'd be weak,
but you made me strong.
They thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand and
encouraged me to stand.
When they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you said yes, you
gotta
can.
Gotta sing it one more time.
Yes.
All that I'd be weak,
but you made me strong.
You see, they thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand,
encouraged me to stand.
When they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you said yes, you can.
Yes.
I overcame,
cause you said yes you can.
And every day I'm getting stronger,
cause you said yes you can.
Yes.
I'm no longer doubting, no,
cause you said yes you can.
Now it's my time to tell somebody, your current condition. Oh my, with the Lord on your side, you can do anything.
Yes.
He said I can, I know that I will.
Yes.
Triumph over.
Triumph over the enemy.
I can, I know that I will triumph over the enemy. Remember, you can.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.